This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 249NUTS to get 249 domain registration or transfer.
MMAWarehouse.com. Use code MMANUTS and save $10 off your $100 order.
Defense Soap. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 160.
160.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by my fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
That is correct. And joining us today on the show, we have the immortal Matt Brown. Woo! Matt, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Awesome.
Great. Great. So, I know, obviously, there's a lot of fans who know you out there. For those that do not, I have a really particular question just to kind of get this going. I read recently that your first fight as an MMA, was it pro or amateur? I'm not sure. Maybe you can elaborate. You actually fought, like, on a whim, and you were drunk, possibly? Or can you kind of, how did you get started in MMA? It sounds like a really interesting story.
Yeah, so... So we went to a fight, and it was actually, I was going to watch my buddy fight, and for whatever, I can't remember, he didn't end up fighting. I was definitely drunk, so I was probably coked up, who knows, you know what I mean? I got there, and as soon as I seen the cage, I was like, man, I gotta try this sometime. And he was like, dude, you could do it right now if you want. And I had to pay, $1 and fill out some piece of paper. Since my friend didn't end up fighting, he let me borrow his cup, which I know is kind of nasty, but anyway. And I ran across the street and got a mouthpiece. Or there was a restaurant across the street. So I used a microwave to boil the mouthpiece. And,
wow. Awesome.
Came back and fought 2 hours later or an hour later, whatever. I remember as soon as I came back, they had the fighters meeting, and they just matched us up at the fighters meeting. No weigh-ins, no scales or nothing. Just, you guys look the same size, so you two fight. And,
wow.
That was the beginning.
What year was this?
I think it was 2002, maybe.
Okay. Wow. You've been in the fight game a long time.
What's that?
I said you've been in the fight game quite a long time now.
Yeah, I did that a couple of times back then, but, I wasn't training or anything, so I don't know if you'd consider it in the fight game, you know what I mean? I figured that, I could just win with cocaine, I guess.
It's a hell of a drug, as they say.
It's one kind of strategy, that's for sure.
Yeah. How was that for your cardio? Because you're kind of known nowadays for your cardio. Was it helpful back then, or maybe not so much? I don't know.
there really wasn't a lot of long fights back then.
Yeah.
At least on that scene. It was more, a lot of brawlers. Wasn't a whole lot of talented guys. So, but no, it wasn't good for the cardio. I wouldn't suggest it.
Yeah, right.
It's not performance enhancing at that
no,
time.
No, no. Yeah, and Ufox obviously had a pretty long career. So, where are you now? Are you training? Are you training? And you're from Ohio. Is that where you are? Or are you out there still training in Colorado? Or
yeah, I'm out for here in Colorado for this camp and training my balls off, man.
Are you out there at the Grudge place training?
I haven't been going to Grudge, but we have. Just the Elevation Fight Team. It's kind of a new thing that the guys came up with out here. It's just all the guys that train out here. And, so they just, everybody kind of goes a little bit everywhere. So they just called it the Elevation Fight Team. And I've just been training with them guys.
Gotcha. And I'd seen an interview where you said you were training with the Cuban national team for like 4 weeks. And you said you felt like you learned more in those 4 weeks than you probably learned in your whole career. Like, how so?
Well, the Cuban wrestlers are and boxers are some of the best in the world. I've never seen that level of expertise before in either sport. Actually, with some, Olympic level, there's some guys that are in the Olympics, in wrestling. But the way the Cubans train is different, and they're extremely technical and they're very relaxed and calm. And so I learned a lot more. The American style of wrestling is a lot more hardcore, grinding, and, so I don't necessarily learn as much now. I don't want to take anything away from American wrestlers that I go with, just a different style.
Sure. And then also, I saw you were in Japan recently. What was that experience like?
Yeah, we were over there visiting the troops for, just doing a tour of all the different bases over there. It was awesome, though, man. I mean, it was amazing. All the guys were real receptive. Got to roll around with a lot of guys and got to see what they do on a daily basis, and it was an awesome experience.
So you really like to mix it up. I mean, it sounds like you're traveling all over. You're in Ohio, you're in Colorado, you're in Japan. Is there a favorite place that you like to train at this point, or do you just always mix it up like this for your training?
Well, my favorite place is Colorado. That's why I'm here.
Okay. Is that what you call home now, or are you living there officially, or?
No, I'm just out here for camp, just to train for this fight, and then I look forward to getting back home afterwards.
And I saw you had posted something on your Facebook. I see you have, like, twins. They're 2.5-year-old boys, and they're in, like, a little octagon or, like, a fucking trampoline, and they're going at it. Like, that was awesome, man. Is that... Where did you get, like, that trampoline octagon, or did you build that yourself?
No, you buy it up for, like, $120.
Wow.
I think
it's
sweet,
pretty
man.
Cool. It's just, it's badass, They just call it, my first trampoline. It's just a little trampoline that coincidentally shaped an octagon.
Yeah.
And the boys, they get in there, they hardly ever jump. They just want to fight the whole time. So
nice.
I guess it's natural for them.
Yeah. Have you started training them already?
No, I don't even, try to teach them anything, I don't think that, kids should really be taught too much, at that age.
Yeah.
I let them have fun, and learn some things on their own, but, I don't want to try to push them into something. But a funny thing about that video is it actually got removed from YouTube. It was flagged as inappropriate.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They're just having fun,
They do that to a lot of things. We've had our troubles and other people. I mean, we believe that there's not actually a person on the other end. It's just some sort of robot that has a random button they press and start removing videos and flagging videos. So I saw it too, but then I don't know. It's too bad it got removed because I was planning maybe to show it while we're talking about it. But what's it like being a dad? I assume for a guy like you who's in the fight game, it's got to be tough, like being away from your children for extended periods of time, or do you bring them with you?
Well, they come out and visit during training when I'm gone. Like they'll be out here for 2 weeks, starting next week. But no, it's really hard, man. I mean, there's nothing more that I'd rather do than be at home with my kids and family. So, it's really difficult. Just the idea, obviously, that it's tough, so. I get that title or whatever, it's going to be worth it for him, but, it could go a lot of different ways,
And for, like, younger kids that are starting out in the sport, what do you think is the best way to start training? Do you think it's better for people to just focus on one discipline, or do you think everyone should be training, like, all aspects of MMA?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I definitely, the obvious is, having a base in wrestling is probably going to be the best thing you can do for a kid. If you look at someone like Chris Weidman, right? He's a great wrestler, and it took him, a couple of years, not, you get 10 fights and he's a champion. So,
yep.
You know, obviously the base in wrestling is probably going to do more for you than anything else. I don't know, man. I guess it kind of depends on what age, too, you know. I mean, you know, by the time you're a teenager, you probably know whether you're going to excel at wrestling or not and can, you know, maybe focus on other things if you're not going to. But I think if you're going to excel at wrestling, I think, you know, the thing they can do is take that as far as.
And then speaking of, like, that Chris Weidman-Anderson Silva fight, well, one, did you see it? And I'm going to say yes, you probably did. But what are your thoughts on that fight?
Wow, it was crazy, man. I think John Jones said it best, man. You know, Anderson abused his gift. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't really get to find out, you know, if Weidman is necessarily better than him or not. And he definitely, you know, it was...
Nope.
Half of it's Weidman taking advantage of Anderson. Am I breaking up again?
A little bit.
Yeah, you are. I'm sorry. Yeah, must be our bad connection. You'd be up in the mountains. So there's a lot of rumors, I mean, obviously, and people have their tinfoil hats on. I mean, from a fighter's perspective, do you think that there was any funny business in that fight, or was it just a matter of, you know, one guy clowned around and the other guy caught him, or what are your thoughts on it?
Well, it's hard to believe it was a fix or whatever. Anderson has done this every fight. He didn't do anything different, you know, just why, you know, whereas these guys weren't able to do that.
Yep. Oh, sorry. You're breaking up still a little bit. So I don't know if it's where you are, but hopefully it smooths out. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. And you may be the guy that has had the most changes to your fights as possible. Like right now, you were scheduled to fight Thiago Alves, and you're going to fight Mike Pyle now. This is screaming fight of the night, like fucking crazy, and it's probably a harder fight for you than I think the Alves fight was. What are your thoughts on, you know, fighting Mike Pyle now?
Well, it is what it is. I'm, you know, a change of opponents is nothing new to me, so. Yeah. You know, it's nothing, you know, you can't sit around and bitch about it. You just got to do what you got to do. You know, I think they're both tough fights in their own way. So I wouldn't say one is necessarily tougher than the other matchup-wise. You know, they're just two different styles that, you know, have to adapt to.
Yeah, and it seems like you guys are on a collision course because I think you're both on, like, 4-fight win streaks,
yep.
Both on a resurgence, and one of the things I love watching about you fight is when you get that, you've got that killer instinct and you know when someone's about to go away, you're going at them fucking berserker style, mouth open, just going for broke. Like, is there just a switch in your head that just snaps off? And I've heard Dan Hardy talk about it when he's fighting sometimes. He goes over to like a reptilian mindset and he's not fucking thinking, he's just... like almost acting on instinct. Is that what happens to you when you're fighting?
Well, I mean, ideally that's, you know, how you are the whole fight. You know, you don't want to really be thinking about anything. You want to have a clear mind and be able to just simply, you know, react or be proactive, you know, and not really have to think about what you're doing. But I don't know, I guess, you know, for when it comes to, like, finishing guys, whatever, I guess it's just natural for me, maybe just the way I train or whatever. I really don't have any idea. I don't really think about it too much. You know, I don't really put emphasis or focus on it. It just kind of comes out that way and works out that way.
Well, it's fucking awesome
to
watch.
Yeah, we love it. We're one of the reasons why we tried to contact you is because you're one of our favorite fighters, and we appreciate guys who put it on the line, especially like yourself. I have another question, actually. I feel like, you know, there must be some difference between you now in the last year or two versus prior, where you ran into a lot of adversity in your fights and maybe things didn't always go your way. Is there something that you're doing differently now versus, you know, before that's the reason for your success?
Not necessarily. I mean... There's a few things, I guess, you know, like I focus on wrestling a lot more now and, you know, I'm trying to move back to Columbus, Ohio, you know, to my home and I work at Westside Barbell, you know, some of the strongest guys in the world, and you know, some, you know, great wrestlers, and put a lot more emphasis on my wrestling. But other than that, I mean, you know, to be quite honest, you know, I don't try to make any excuses for my losses, but I attribute it more to, you know, I was just going through some real hard times in my life, some big changes, and, you know, a lot of adversity in my life, and I didn't deal with the life issues properly. You know, there's a lot of guys that go through just as hard times, if not harder times than I did, and keep winning, you know, and they just dealt with it properly, you know. So, you know, I don't look for any sympathy or anything. You know, I just look back and say, look, I didn't deal with that properly. And at this point, you know, my mindset is stronger than it was then. You know, I just matured through all of it and learned from my mistakes. And hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Now to switch it completely up, I see you're quite the farmer over there. You're posting some huge ass zucchini pictures up on Twitter. Now are those things legal? Are those things on fucking PEDs? What's your secret over there?
Nah, that shit's all natural, bro.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Yeah, man. It's just actually, one thing a lot of people don't realize is any zucchini can get that big. It's just a matter of you're supposed to take it before it gets that big. It doesn't taste as good when it's that big.
Gotcha. Okay. What else is growing in the Matt Brown Immortal Garden over there?
We got about four different kinds of peppers, watermelons, strawberries, three different kinds of tomatoes, spinach, what else? Cucumbers, and a smaller garden.
Nice.
Yeah, I've tried growing some stuff here, but inside, it just is. We're in the Chicagoland area, and obviously, you know, I try to do it outdoors, and the fucking squirrels, like, eat my shit every year. So I try to go indoors, but it ain't working so well. I got to get some grow lights or something.
Yeah, well, that's a good way.
Ways around that, but.
Yeah. Are you, is that your thing, like a hobby on the side that you like to do is cultivate plants and vegetables and things, or?
Yeah, I like doing that. You know, I like just about anything that has to do with nature and dirt and being outside. And you know, one of the things, you know, I'm trying to do is get my garden good enough and learn my wife good enough to do the garden where she can keep it up, and we can have plants year round and fresh vegetables year round. And you know, there's no better taste in fruits and vegetables in the world than the ones that come out of your backyard, and no healthier way to live.
There's nothing like just like walking out there, picking it, cutting it up, and eating it, man.
Yep. Yeah. That's true. So what's this kind of like on the subject of off topic? I saw a video of you like pranking some people. Was that you? It looked like you anyways. You guys were, I don't know who this was for, but random pranks of like people pretending they were going to get beat up because you know some guy was sleeping with his wife or something. Is that you in those videos?
Yeah, that was me and Roman Atwood, who puts out the prank videos all the time. He gets over a million hits on each video.
Wow, I saw yours went over 2 million.
Yeah.
So he does this all the time. It was Roman Atwood, Tom Mabe, who's a comedian, and Dennis Rohde.
Were there any outtakes? Because that shit looked like someone was gonna pull a fucking gun on you at some point.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, there was one guy, man, who was kind of threatening us like that, but it was pretty obvious that he wasn't really gonna do anything.
Yeah, that's pretty brave on your part, being a professional athlete, to. And I'm sure people don't know, I know you guys told them, you know, that, but it just seems a little bit scary. I don't know if Dana saw this stuff, but. You know, with all the guys not supposed to be riding motorcycles, maybe this is the next thing in the contract that says, you know, no pranking people.
Don't prank people.
Yeah, I could see it. Who knows what they're going to put in the contract next.
Yeah.
Video games. Do you play video games at all, or do you even have time for that?
Man, I played a lot before I had kids.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
We feel you.
I used to stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning, and I played all the way up to all the Battlefields, all the way up to Battlefield 2, and then, you know, had kids and kind of fell off, and I was a big, you know, Call of Duty player. And,
yeah.
But mainly Battlefield, that was always my game.
Yeah, lots of fun, definitely.
Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation, man. I don't like paying to get online.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to start if you're getting a new one. That's everyone's on the level playing field now. They're both camps are going to charge, so unfortunately.
That's all right. I pretty much only use it for Netflix anymore, so.
Yeah, for the kids, right? That's one of the best services for kids to watch all the shows and all that stuff. You know, I'm sure you've been through all your, with two boys, probably got like Handy Manny's and all those things they're into. Right. He's laughing, yeah. I have a more serious question. I read an interview with you where you're talking about GSP, and obviously at the end of the day, as a fighter, I like to hear guys talk about that, you know, where they're talking about the champ and they feel like they should be in there with the champ. It sounds really like you really feel like George St. Pierre can be beaten in many ways, and especially as a bad matchup for you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, you pretty much said it right there. I mean, I just think I'm a bad matchup for him, straight up. You know, I think, you know, just like I said before, I think I have harder matchups getting to him than I do actually beating him. You know, I mean, I think, like, Mike Pyle's a tougher fight for me than GSP. I think Thiago Alves was a tougher fight for me than GSP. You know, I think all the guys stand in line that are, you know, the welterweight division, you know, there's a lot of tough guys in the division, you know, and I think there's other guys in the division that could beat GSP too, but just unable to get up to him. And, you know, like Martin Campman, for one, you know, I think he would be a horrible matchup for GSP, but, you know, he just seems to always miss that one fight that gets him there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, you know, that's because we're in a tough division, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of it, you know, is just, you know, I don't know if, just, you know, just the way the game goes, you know.
Why do you think it seems to be that for the last few years when guys get there, like you said, they have such tough matchups, and then they get to George, and they just seem to stall every time. I mean, is it just like just the lights or the pressure? Or I mean, what would be different about you fighting him versus like...
The aliens, Ingo! It's the aliens!
Yeah. As you know, George is scared of aliens. I'm not sure if you know that, but he's come out and said this publicly. So maybe you're an alien, and that could be your major weapon against him. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I heard something about that. I don't really read the news that much, but I remember reading something about that, but it's whatever. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why, you know, maybe it's the pressure of a championship fight or, you know, it could be. I mean, GSP is definitely, you know, a good wrestler and, you know, is able to stall guys out with his wrestling. But, yeah, I don't know what happens to guys. I mean, you know, GSP's good, you know what I mean? There's no doubt about it. You know, he's able to, you know, take guys where he wants them and, you know, just more or less, you know, stall the fight until he gets a victory. So, you know, I feel like he wouldn't be able to do all that with me.
Now, keeping with the MMA, excuse me, now, are there any rule changes you'd like to see implemented, like 12 to 6 elbows or knees to a grounded opponent?
Yeah, I'd like to see both those rules changed. I don't see any reason you couldn't do 12 to 6 elbows. We can already elbow any other direction. Knees to a grounded opponent, that would be fine with. I'd like to see unlimited time, which I understand why they don't do it. Yeah, it doesn't really make sense, but I'd like to fight like that myself anyway. I don't know. I mean, I'd rather just see it be, you know, as pure as possible with, you know, the least amount of rules as is feasible.
I hear that. I respect that.
Sure.
I got to ask this one. This one's a little silly, but would you ever consider moving up to 185 pounds to fight Michael Bisping for me?
You know, I've considered it before. You know, it's hard for me to make 170. But man, the guys at 185
are—they're fucking huge,
way too big, man. Yeah, that's the big guys. I wish there was like a 175, 176, something like that. That'd be more ideal for me.
Yeah, it seems like the weight cutting is such a factor now in MMA. Like you could look at these guys. Like, I mean, you could look at the most extreme example of like Anthony Rumble Johnson. Fuck, what was that guy cutting 50 to get down to 170, and then it's like holy shit, man. Like. What's an average cut for you? Probably about 20-ish.
That depends. I mean, it depends on, you know, whether you're counting the whole camp or just water. You know, like if I'm just walking around not training, I could get up to like 195. If I'm training, you know, it's usually like 186, 187. And, you know, hard dieting, I can get down to like 182, 183, and then, you know, the rest is water.
Okay.
And then, Ingo, do you have any more questions, or you want to take
no,
some
I'm
fan
pretty good.
Questions?
We're going to do some fan questions, and then we'll let you go on your way. I know you just got home, and you probably want to take it easy. Yeah.
You're right. All right, Frank Fleming is one of the fans. He asks, what was your biggest UFC moment so far, and do you think anyone in the UFC has ducked you from fighting you right now?
My biggest moment, that's a tough one. It was probably when I fought Pete Sell, because I was in my hometown, you know, and it was a big win, good win. But maybe also like when I fought James Wilkes, only because my dad passed away during that training camp, so it was pretty emotional for me. I mean, every fight is a big moment, you know what I mean? So you could definitely find a, you know, a reason to each one to be the biggest one. And do I think anybody's ducking me? I have no idea.
Roy McDonald?
Roy McDonald, yeah.
That's the rumor out there.
GSP is ducking you, right?
I mean, I don't know, man. You know, it's hard to say.
Sorry, you not trying to stir shit up. Just go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
Oh, and then Andrews Peterson asks, how badly were you hurt when Jordan Mean punched you in the stomach / liver?
Well, I was hurt pretty damn bad. as about. You know, I didn't find out until after the fight, actually, but 2 weeks before that fight, I cracked my rib.
Ooh.
Ouch. Yeah, and he hit me right where I cracked it. And
right on a money spot.
Yeah, and I didn't, you know, I didn't even want to get an x-ray before the fight. I didn't want to know, you know, and then a couple weeks after the fight, I was like, man, why does it still hurt? Is it because he punched me? Or, you know, and I don't know, maybe he cracked my rib, I don't know, but it was definitely hurt before also. So I don't know if you've ever been punched in a cracked rib, but
no, I haven't had one. I don't really want to have one.
Yeah.
I've been punched in a non-cracked rib, and I did not like it. So I would imagine a cracked rib would be even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
And I'll pass on piss and blood. So,
thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Me too.
And then Max Weija, he got a couple fans that just have some comments. He says, "How awesome is that? The first time I saw Matt was on Tough. Since then, he's one of my favorite fighters. Tell him that I wish him just half of the UFC roster would fight with that kind of heart and madness he brings to each fight. Big respect for Mac, the Immortal Brown." And then.
Awesome.
Jared Holt, Matt Brown, you are a beast. Love your work.
Cool, man.
And then Justin Carter, what motivates Matt Brown to go balls to the wall every time?
What motivates me? Yeah. I guess the fact that there's a guy standing across from me wanting to take my head off.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It's me or him, right?
Yeah, get him before he gets you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have any more questions. Do
no,
you have anything else?
I think I'm fairly good. And Matt, before we let you go, is there anybody you want to mention or thank or anything? I know you probably have sponsors and anything you want to get out there before we say goodbye to you?
Of course, you know, follow me on Twitter at I Am Immortal. Facebook, I got the personal page and a fan page. Do either one, I don't care. Sponsors, you know, Cage Fighter, of course, Synergy, At Large Nutrition, follow them on at Large Nutrition. Shit, I'm sure there's some I'm missing, but.
Okay, you can always email me or tweet it to me after, and I'll get it in the post edit. And thank you so much for coming on the show. You are definitely one of our favorite fighters. We appreciate all the work you put in. I know it's one of the most difficult sports in the world, and you know,
I just want to wish you good luck in your fight and keep fighting hard. We appreciate it, man.
So thank you again.
Yeah, thanks, man. No problem. And one, I'm definitely stupid to forget is my online. Check it out, swollenknuckles.com. Swollen Knuckles Clothing.
Sure,
got it. Awesome. Thank you, Matt.
You have a great evening.
Take care.
Thank you.
That'll bring us to sponsor.
I thought you were going to do it in UK accent. Now you're fucking with me.
Oh, sorry. That will bring us to No, we can't do that. Wait.
Michael Bisping, Matt Brown at 185.
That'll be different.
Peter Harvey Square.
That'll
he
be
said
different.
He could take that fight.
No. That'll be for the news, okay?
Oh, so sorry. Proceed, maestro.
Sponsors, we have defensesoap.com where you can go and get clean, you dirty fuckers. Use code MMANUTS.
Why does everyone have to be a dirty fucker?
Because, you know, you're schwitzing in
you're
the summertime.
It is fucking hot as balls.
Swamp ass. And you go home and you're like, you're not even working out, but you're like, God damn, I wish I was clean. Use some defense soap. Scrub that shit on your balls. Be nice and clean. And like I said before, if, you know, you're in your 20s
like
and
song.
You wake up in the morning with a woofer, you know, in bed, first thing you do, go to the shower. Use some
wake up in the morning.
Okay. Whatever we
like. P. Diddy.
Yes. Also, they have like all kinds of shit. Laundry soap, oils, tinctures, shit you can put in your eyeballs, clean your eyeballs out. You know, like licking the eyeballs is all the rage now.
That's what I heard.
So
that's what I was talking about.
I'm kidding. Don't put the fence up in your eyes, you crazy
Why?
Fuckers.
Let's grow that shit. I'm telling you. I smoked some shit that tasted like soap. Or wait.
Defense soap?
I ate some soap. It tasted like shit.
What?
No. Everything tastes awesome. I don't know what I'm saying.
Craziness.
Grilled salmon for the win.
Yes. I don't eat salmon.
San Dimas for all rules!
I quit eating salmon last year. It's terrible. In the U.S., I don't think you
no
can get...
No farm
You cannot get
salmon.
Tainted salmon. Is impossible. It's everywhere. Also, we're brought to you by GoDaddy, where you can use a shitload of code.
Go, Ingo.
249
go.
Nuts. Get your 249 domain registration or transfer...
The ceiling can't even hold us.
No. Use code MMA Nuts to get 495 domain registration up to how many?
Three.
Thank you. And then go 32 off 6 to get 32% off your total order.
That's no bullshit. That's
Holy
a lot
shit.
Of savings. I'll
so,
say it's $1,000.
Yeah, if you're doing
pieces.
Like heavy business with GoDaddy, you can be a business. There's no like rules.
If you're doing heavy business with GoDaddy,
you
could be a business.
Business.
No
Let's
bullshit.
Say you got like a $10,000 a year bill, you save $3,200. No joke. They will accept that fucking code, okay? Also, last but not least, free7, $4.com with free year of private registration. So if you want to do like wefuckedyourmom.com and you don't want to know
no,
like
we fucked your
you
mom wanna, in the ass and then jizzed on your sister's face.
Yes. And you don't want your
One
mom to
sentence.
Find out that it's registered in her name at her address because that's where you live in her basement. This is perfect for you, okay?
Done.
Free7, $4.com.
Dryer sheets.
Last but not least, we're brought to you by
On It.
Thank you.
Waiting for a supply package.
Da, 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 da.
Orlando, what is up?
Are they from Orlando?
No, that's the guy's name.
Oh, they're from
He's
Texas.
He's their affiliate manager.
Okay. You didn't talk to Aubrey Marcus?
Not yet.
He's not really called Aubrey. He just changed his name because he did a bunch of drugs and now he's crazy.
Hey.
It's true. Don't laugh.
It's
really what happened.
Hey.
I heard this on the Rogan podcast. Rogan only speaks truth. Go to MMAonIt.com/MMAnuts 10% off your supplements that you may or may not need. You take no responsibility. If you take a bunch of Alpha Brain and you kill everybody,
you,
it's not my fault.
We're fucking doing it. As soon as that shit comes in, we're Alpha Brain up
yes.
and fucking go crazy.
Oh, yeah, the show
this
will be.
It's going to be like Chuck Norris
like
roundhouse kicks all over
pipes.
This room. And all I see is broken limbs.
Because
there's
astrophysics.
Lots of metal.
Matt's doing fucking algebra equations and trigonometry
set
on the
this
board.
Up as chalkboard paint. We'll be doing fucking.
Solve this.
E equals MC squared.
Fuck
fucking
here,
Albert
this.
Einstein's.
Yes. Einstein's.
Yes.
There's plurals?
Yeah, you ever see that movie, Night at the Museum? All the mini little Einsteins?
I have, but I haven't.
Multiples.
I only saw it in multiples. Passing. It's one of those like...
It's like the Ethernets.
What's that one like?
It's like Jules.
You know what my favorite movie by... What the fuck is the guy's name? The comedian that stars in that...
Stanley Kubrick.
No, the comedian stars in The Night at the Museum. Who's the guy?
Ben Stiller.
Hector's in the studio.
Coming from the outskirts.
My favorite movie is Tower Heist. I love that movie. What? Have you guys seen that movie?
Yes.
It's fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. I did not see that shit coming. It was pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
That being said, that's it for sponsors. Moving on to the news.
Thank you. No news is good news with Gary Gnews.
Okay. I'm following you.
Got me? Gotcha. You didn't get that. You both are too young for that one. God damn it.
I'm only a couple of years younger than you.
But five. How many? You're five.
I'm 35.
Yeah, and I'm turning 40 this year.
I know, it's awesome. We're going to get fucked up.
That's no bullshit.
It's going to happen.
It's no bullshit.
It's going to happen. We're going to have to figure out where. I think we should go to Colorado.
When, where, how?
Colorado or Washington. Hector, you got to come with us.
Road
we might
trip.
Have to bring Stan.
Road
trip. Seems like a lot of fun.
Let's rent a big fucking RV and just fucking roll out. Trip.
Can we'll I
bring
pass
Keith,
this, by the way?
And Keith will cook. Pete will drive. Brian will
oh, I see how it is. You're
going to
make the Mexican drive? That's
hey,
bullshit.
Hey.
That's racist.
He's not Mexican, by
what
the
is
way.
He? Is he Colombian?
I don't know. What some the fuck
of,
are you?
He's not kind of Ican. I don't know. He works in the warehouse.
I'm not opposed to letting a Mexican
I'm not racist.
Drive.
I'm just saying shit.
Hey, I speak the language.
A brother from another mother.
Whatever. It's all good.
On to the news.
Now I'm just going to drink.
All right. While you're drinking, I want to talk about this. Rousey says that bigger boobs are an issue in women's MMA. I say true. What do you say?
I say false. I think bigger is better. And I think any bitch that gets a breast reduction is un-American. And when I talk un-American, I'm talking 1776 style.
Okay.
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere's ride?
He likes big titties.
He probably does. They used to be bigger. No. You know what I say? Okay.
What? What like, do they say? Eagle?
Rousey's, they're not that big. But you got Gina Carano.
Those are fucking
and
awesome.
Then one of my favorite fighters who doesn't actually, who I know you, it's not your thing, but
what?
Marlos Conan.
I'm okay with that. Did you see the face-off between Conan and Cyborg?
I like her tattoo.
It was like hot versus hotter.
I'd like to lick her tattoo, you know, just for a
bit. Yeah, did you see those flowers? It looked like they were both
beautiful.
Going down beautiful. Somewhere.
Yeah. down, actors
what?
Down over there.
I'm just saying, I bet an MMA fighter's pussy tastes fucking delicious.
You think
what
so?
Do you say?
It might taste pretty, I don't know. Who knows?
I'm guessing there, it might be dry.
Isn't
because they train really hard,
dry.
So like a lot of sweat pours out of all the orifices on their body. So I'm thinking the
cooch
probably tightens everything up.
Puts in
nothing comes out of there.
Defense
nothing.
Soap.
Tight. Lockdown. Lockdown, son.
Defense soap oil is going in there.
Oh, my God. So, what was the original question?
Well, it's a life and death
titty
situation,
balls.
According to Rousey.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because she had the failing bra in the last fight. And
that was awesome.
I thought it was great, but, I mean, what are you going to do about that? Short of, like, spray painting over the breast nipples.
Just put some fucking thingies on those.
That's all good. No, spray
what do they call those?
Glue?
No, fucking...
I don't know.
Thingy?
Cups?
No.
Like the strippers wear?
Yeah.
I don't know what those are called. Tassels?
No. They got a fucking name. Fuck pasties.
Okay.
That fucking bullshit. Just put those fucking
you
things
eat?
On your
like
nipple.
A pasty?
That's a fucking pastry, you dick
no,
shit.
No, there is something
your fucking parents own a bakery.
There is
you don't
something.
Know a pastry?
I will prove you wrong because
what?
I'm editing this show and
what?
Right now you're looking at a picture of a fucking pasty.
No, it's a big black cock right now. It should be like a lightsaber. We should have fucking lightsabers, but they're fucking big black cocks.
Okay,
this show has gone fucking off the train.
What happened?
Tracks.
That's what happens when you tape on
it's
a Thursday.
Matt Brown, I blame you. It's all your fault,
the immortal.
Mr. Immortal.
What's your news
it's like the immortal
story?
Or I'm, Kenny from South Park.
This is a travesty. What?
Neither can die.
Who?
Okay, I'm just moving along.
Obama or Matt Brown?
Right. Michael Falcao.
Oh, no. Michael Falcao?
Yeah. Macau. Or should
Macau,
I say
Macau?
Macau. This mother jammer. What fuck?
Happened?
So they're like in a convenience store, and there's two ladies up in front of him. I'm not quite sure because he's a married man. And he gets a little too close to said lady in front of him, and She's like, whoa, what the fuck? Why are you trying to stick your cock up in my ass?
Cock in her ass, yeah.
And then she turns around, and then he fucking tries to take a swat at her. And then she goes outside, and fucking the whole crew comes up in, and him and his buddy. It's like everybody's throwing down, and goes out into the parking lot, and then shit goes down, and someone gets hit with a 2x4, and then multiple blows after someone's knocked unconscious, and...
Look brutal.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You're watching it now.
Here is the point where you say you should try to avoid a fight at all costs possible. Because you don't know what the fuck the other person's going to do.
Exactly.
They got off light, maybe, by getting hit with a fucking 2x4 because someone could pull a gun. Someone could pull a fucking Slurpee. Someone could pull a fucking bottle
big
of Tabasco.
Big black cock and start fucking you with it when, you know, when you're
unconscious. They won't even do you the due diligence. That's right.
Due diligence
of that. They'll just fuck you with the Tabasco bottle and leave you for dead.
Your ass.
But point being said, be careful out there.
You don't know who you're fucking with.
Even if you're a professional MMA fighter, you can still get fucked up because in the street, that doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, dude. That's why, like, the other time when we were watching, not last time, the time before when our friend Keith was like, oh, you don't want to test out your shit that you learn in a fight? I'm like, fuck no. I think the first thing I'm going to do if I get in an altercation in the street, if I have an opportunity, is run. I'm fucking out of there. Are you crazy? Who knows what people are up to these days?
Yeah, 20 years ago, I was a fucking champ.
Different.
I didn't give a fuck. Like, I knew jiu-jitsu back in the day, bitch. Yeah. I'll fuck your
now
ass
everybody
up.
Knows
now
shit.
Everybody knows anything. And I'm old. Yes. I don't want
and
any
they
part
have
of
concealed
that
carry
shit.
In Illinois?
Now, no,
you
not
don't know
yet, me. But I fucking, I
pretty
will.
Pretty close. So
I'm ready.
It's right there.
I'm going to conceal carry my shotgun,
Hector, are you
bitch.
Jerking off or writing on that
banner? It's like he's beating off. He's like, oh, yeah.
We got a Hector cam. It's coming.
Next time,
anyways,
for sure.
Okay, that's news. Also, one thing I just want to mention, like, on a serious
note. Do you have another news?
Yes. Brian Stan has officially retired as
well,
of today.
What happened? Because you had a good matchup for him last show. You said Brian Stan versus Tim Kennedy.
Yes. I love that fight.
Come out of retirement for that fight.
It looks like he's got kids and he's been hitting the head a lot. You know that last fight with Vanderlei, he took a lot of punishment. Bisping beat him up pretty good. Chael Sonnen did.
Did you say Michael Bisping?
I did.
Fucking
you hate that
motherfucker.
Guy. I think we
motherfucker. Now
on
you just
show.
Gave me another reason.
Yeah.
Fucking Anderson Silva. Call him
I
out.
Think we need to have Bisping
call
on the show.
Out.
I'm actually a big Bisping fan. I think he seems like a cool dude, but
fuck that guy.
I know you don't like
fuck him.
But hats off, you know, Brian Stan is a real American hero. I like
Do
him.
You like G.I. Joe?
Probably. I like him
hey,
in the broadcast.
Knowing
booth.
Is half the battle, go.
G.I. Joe. Woo. I like him in the broadcast booth. I really do. Just like I like Chael
Sonnen.
He's
Sonnen doing
back
football
there.
Now, I yeah. hear.
I like Chael back there, too, and I think Chael should just do the same thing.
I think Chael and Brian should fucking hook it up.
Like,
I don't know. Like, you, hey, you're broadcasting, I'm broadcasting. Hey, why don't we broadcast together?
They should.
It's like, you're chocolate,
they
my should. Peanut butter.
I think, well, I don't know that maybe it might be kind of dry. I like to, maybe they what? Could call a couple of fights and see how that works out.
Oof. Yeah. I'm okay for that.
That would be interesting.
Do it.
Chael is the color and Do Stan it. Is like the, I think that could work. Have them start them low, like, you know, on like some of the UFC on.
Again, the WEC?
Fox One or whatever the fuck it is, or WC or Invicta, which they say is not owned by the UFC. I call it bullshit. And I think they
I
are.
I think it's just a matter of time.
They
have
they
a
are.
Working relationship.
Yeah, right. I think they're owned by the UFC. But what other news is there?
I'll go.
Go.
Let me take a turn. Anderson Silva wants a rematch now.
After that fight he threw? Stan and Sonnen, 2014, Hector
nice.
Says.
They're running for president.
Okay. What does that mean? Like, married? Gay is okay now.
That's right. It always was. It was just the
well,
fucking
officially,
man.
I'm sorry. I should say officially. It was always fine with me. I'm not gay.
Are you racist against gay people?
I'm sexist. You can't be racist against sexist.
You can be racist against anybody.
You can?
I'm racist against ants.
I don't like white people.
Fuck those white people.
What's that movie where he's like, I'm black. Is that one of those Eddie Murphy movies? Ah, I'm black. I didn't know. It was like, maybe it was like.
here's where I move over a little bit and look at it and go like.
Like what?
What?
Dave Chappelle.
But yeah. You're black.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle
the
black supremacist.
Yeah, the black supremacist.
Oh.
We need a Hector camera.
The black supremacist
Sorry.
That's.
Hector's off camera. We're going to work on that.
He's black, but he's a white supremacist.
Okay. Yeah. Now it makes
That's
total sense.
That's where I was
sense.
Going. It's like some
you,
weird...
You guys throw me off. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I remember something vaguely.
Guess what? We have more mics, and we're miking you up
Yeah, we
next
should
time.
Mic you up. Yeah,
we have... See?
It's got nothing on it.
We got mics. We got fucking lights. Audio. We don't give a shit.
The lights! The lights! The lights!
Going till I like.
Got any more music? Music.
I
any
have
more news?
Music. What kind of news you like? Rage
you got news?
Machine? Like a little fist up?
I got one thing here for you. And that
Go
is that.
I'll close it out.
It sounds
one.
Like BJ Penn wants to make a return at 155. What do you think?
I think he should just stay home and fucking enjoy the luau's and fucking eat the pig and the poi and the fucking jerking off.
Jerking off?
Cool. I don't know. Smoke some weed. Don't you he don't need to fight does. Anymore. Stay home.
Yeah.
He's not a goat, by the way.
He is a goat. Ooh, I say he's a goat for sure.
Fuck that shit. You want
on.
Me to proceed on that one?
Yes.
How is he the goat? Explain it to me.
He's fought in like more weight classes than any MMA
fighter. I mean,
I
have
can...
a ton of respect because he has fought everybody.
170, 155. I think he fought at 185.
How many
he
losses
might have even
has
fought
he had?
At heavyweight before.
He was never dominant. The guys he fought were fucking chumps.
Oh, come on now.
Diego Sanchez.
Yes. Destroyer.
Joe Stevenson.
Destroyer. John Shirk. Destroyer.
Yeah.
A motivated BJ Penn. That's all I got to say.
Can't be fucked.
Cannot
with.
Be stopped. I'm
I jest and I jest.
Yes, thank you. Multi weight class champ, Hector says. I like that dry erase board.
See? I work on things in my off season.
Yes.
I mean, I jest, but to me, he was. My biggest problem with him is, like, every time he lost, he was probably the biggest fucking complainer out there. Like, Greasegate with GSP.
Yeah, GSP greased. He's a cheater. Him and his weight scale and all this fucking bullshit in Canada. Whatever. Cheater! Sean Shirk. Thank you. Sean Shirk with the roids. Yeah. Yeah.
It was always something. Just take your loss.
No. Cheaters. Close this up.
All right, I'm moving. I'm just going to fucking move right along. I'm making friends and not so many enemies. Anderson Silva wants a rematch. I said it, but what the fuck? It's like, here's a guy who says, I don't want the rematch. You need to respect the Chris Weidman. I respect the fans.
Respect is important.
Now I want the rematch. What the fuck is the
deal? I didn't hear him say
and
anything.
And what was with...
Did
I just,
he never... Wait, I never heard wait, the words just, come out of his mouth.
No. And I just saw the fucking video... That were ushers giving him the pep talk. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Oh
my god, fucking,
that was the problem.
Fucking
the fuck
usher
know about
is
fighting?
Telling you what the fuck you should be doing with your career because he knows everything about fighting. Apparently,
well, Usher wasn't
the
Usher one of those guys who was like down in the dumps and then he made a miraculous
shut
comeback.
Shut the fuck up. That's what he, Usher. You need to just
I don't
shut
follow
the fuck up.
R&B or whatever fucking music.
And then who
does.
Else was it? Who else is giving a pep talk? Roy Jones Jr.
Maybe.
It was fucking some boxer. I don't fucking know.
Probably Roy Jones.
It was a bunch of shit. But that I can respect. But why does a camera have to be, like, right here?
I don't
like,
know.
Ready. Like checking you out.
You're
like,
freaking me out, man.
Up in your face. Like, what's
close.
Going on?
You're too close.
Tell him what's going on.
The
I
pain.
Know.
The pain.
I just wanted to make it. Like,
the pain and suffering of human
But it's
pain.
Bullshit. It's like, you're going to have that talk. Just have the talk.
I say Anderson. I still
camera.
Say Anderson wanted to lose that fight.
I say blasphemy.
He did not come in physically and mentally in the right state, and he fucked around too much. And whether or not there was a million-dollar bet that supposedly somehow somebody said whatever, it
that,
doesn't
that
matter.
That is bullshit.
I say the next fight that happens, Anderson Silva destroys Chris Weidman.
I had a question.
Inside 2 minutes.
I had a question. Do you think this is like the Fedor saga? Remember, Fedor loses his fight.
Yep.
And then... You know, he pretty much wants to retire at that point.
Yes.
And it almost seems like Anderson's at the point where he loses, but...
He's like, I'm done.
But no, the fucking handlers step in. They're like, you're not fucking done. You're not fucking done. There's too much money on the table for you to be fucking done.
Maybe. It's possible.
That's what it seems like. And those are the people that are probably making the comments that say,
I
yeah,
didn't
Anderson,
hear him say
he wants
shit.
To fucking rematch. Anderson said he was fucking done. Granted... His fucking brain scrambled. He's like scrambled eggs after the fight, but god damn, it sure sounds like it's the money men pushing the fucking rematch.
Disagree.
And it's Dana White pushing the fucking rematch.
Of course.
The fans, me, myself, it's like one side, I see the rematch and you want to see what happens, but the other side says, fuck that. The guy fucking clowned it up. He lost. Fuck him. Back of the line. Back of the line.
Well,
Chris Weidman has much more interesting fights.
I never, like I
ask
said,
me which one.
I have never seen him say anything about rematching.
Don't have an
but
answer.
But I'm curious to know, what do you think will be an interesting matchup for Chris Weidman?
Don't have an answer. Thank you. I was ready for
you
that one.
You baited me in that.
I did.
Son of a
master
bitch.
Baited.
I never heard Anderson say anything.
Wait, do you want me to give you a Bronson look?
Yeah. You got your crazy
I don't face. Have my mustache.
No, you, need
but
your, you need your mustache.
I'd so pony up
we'll
on
see
that
what
song.
Plays out. Anderson said he wanted, or sorry, someone in Anderson's camp said he wanted February Super Bowl. Dana sounds like he wants this year.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve sounds like a good
that
bet.
That December 28th show yeah. with Rousey.
Sure.
Misha
they can
Tate.
Make that the biggest UFC ever. Who knows?
Hey, speaking of Misha Tate, did you see the new pictures of her?
I did.
The body issue?
I did.
Thoughts?
So-so. I thought as much as I don't like Rousey's personality, I thought her body seems a bit more fun, if that's the right word. Mm. Interesting.
What about the bush on Tate?
I didn't see any bush.
Well, that may be my photoshopping that's going to appear right here. I saw this shot of her doing this flying knee, and then it's like, I just see, I'm like, God damn, they're missing the money shot. Like, this big fucking afro that could be popping out. Like, just throwing it back to the 70s. Like,
oh,
fuck
man.
Everybody. I'm going old school. I'm going to fuck body issue my ass. Check this shit out. She's
full bush.
Like, she's Game of Thrones. Poof.
Full
right
bush.
On you.
Full bush.
You feel that?
Burning bush.
You sweat just from, like, the heat coming
the heat off
of
the bush.
It.
I like the heaty.
Anyways.
Sweat, shreddy bush.
Sweaty, like my sweaty balls.
Yes.
You want to move on?
Moving on. I have no more news. Do you have any more news?
No.
I'm keep saying that again. It's
shit.
Time for... We're doing Ask the Nuts?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Jared Holt asks, what's your favorite video game of the year?
For me?
Yeah, you.
Well, 2013 or
yeah,
2014?
Yeah. We haven't made it to 14 yet. But you can guesstimate.
All right.
We'll go twofold then.
Go.
2013 and then your guess for 2014.
All right. Ooh, 2014 is a tough one.
Because you'll have next generation
yeah,
console.
Yeah, I'm going to say, well, 2013 is tough because I haven't
only
played
only what you've
yet,
played.
But, well, I'm about to play Last of Us because I borrowed my coworker's
Last
PS3.
Of Us. Okay, go.
Oh, yeah, because I'm a huge Walking Dead video
oh,
game
by
fan.
The way, I tried that.
Did you like it?
It's fucking gay as shit.
You don't like it?
There's no action, Ingo. I got this awesome. Limp dick motherfucker. I may have been, you know,
medicated.
A little something at
tell
the time.
Me.
I want some action. My limp dick motherfucker's like, I got this treehouse.
Dude,
should
did
I look
you play
at it?
It's
should
awesome.
I climb it?
If you're a it's story heavy,
house.
But it's amazing.
Should I go in the house?
It's amazing.
I'm like, give me a fucking shotgun and give me
you,
some fucking
you,
zombies.
You are a fast.
I am no story mode.
You're a fast action guy.
Goddamn
I
right.
I like a cinematic experience.
Fuck that shit.
So last 2012, I'd say Walking Dead. This year, I think it's going to be Last of Us. Or I'm really looking forward to Grand Theft Auto 5.
Ooh,
I hear so, you.
That
yeah.
looks pretty yeah. fucking awesome.
I think it's going to be the shit. If you saw the trailer that just
but
came out.
But as far as like what have you played so far? So go first half. Of 2013, and I'll take out FIFA, fucking whatever that is, that you've played.
FIFA.
Besides that, FIFA,
I've spent
FIFA,
6 months
FIFA,
building a team, an ultimate team, and finally, last night, it was gelling. I won six fucking games in a row. It's
nice.
All coming together.
Should I get that?
What?
Oh, I signed up to coach my daughter's soccer league. I've never played soccer.
Yeah. See, FIFA's the way to go.
So I will be the best coach ever, by the way. Should I get that game?
No, get the one that comes out for the next gen. It's the awesome, dude.
Woo!
You like buy and sell like cards and then become part of your team and you manage those guys like your team and then you try to play and they have divisions.
You have to buy hookers and drugs.
No.
Is it like Blitz the league?
No, but like
then I'm
you
out.
Start in division like 10 and then you work your way up. So if you don't win enough games, they bump you down. So you have to win enough games to stay or progress. So finally, after like 6 months, I got a team together that I can play and win with. It's awesome. It's very satisfying because I'm the guy. I'm very quiet because it's late at night. But when I score a goal, I'm like, look, fuck you, I scored.
And
fucking
does that
scored.
Show up on their side?
No.
You're like,
I'm just like, eat that shit. Because it's soccer. Goals are like, you just like 1-0.
I know. It's a big,
it's
like
very
hockey.
Exciting. You're
like hockey.
You're like, hell yeah, I scored. No.
Probably, well, even probably less than hockey. I think it's harder to score
yeah,
in soccer
really
than it is in hockey.
No, but I like that. That thing came out last year. So this year, I don't know. I bought two games. I bought Last of Us, which I'm going to sell to my buddy that owns a PS3.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm renting it, sort of, because he wants to play it, which it's one game of the year, I think. It's going to be the best game of this year, for sure. But then also, one more game, I can't remember the name.
Borderlands 2.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good. Did you still own that?
I still have it.
Okay.
I'm debating whether I've took another download, because we have that fucking season pass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm yet to play it because I'm scared to fucking get back in the game.
Yeah, you're an
addict,
get
all
man.
Fucking zoned
collecting
in.
Collecting the guns and
can't
shit.
Can't shut down. Like, I got all these fuck. I got this fucking gold gun, motherfucker. It's orange. I'll fuck shit up with it.
Yep.
But yeah. I'm waiting for a little Red Dead Redemption. It's supposed to be.
You like that one?
Next year, probably.
That was your thing. I think 2014, the game of the year, well, it'll come out right at the end. Well, that Watch Dogs game looks amazing. Yeah.
You see?
It's hard to call a sports
what?
Game like Game of the
Can
Year.
Can you hear me? Am I talking loud enough?
Or Halo, like the next
oh,
one.
Oh, Halo.
Good point.
Yeah.
Although this last Halo, the campaign fucking sucked.
It did.
Dick.
Forza Dick. 5, the racing game. Looking for Xbox. I'm all Xbox. Fuck you, PS4.
Oh, and why are you so fanboy for Microsoft?
I love Microsoft.
I know. Are you in the CIA?
No, but I like their gaming platform. I hate their computers, but I like their gaming platform.
They're
I think
spying
it's
on
awesome.
All of us.
I don't care. I got nothing to hide.
But that's what the weak say before
okay,
they round you
in
up.
In the last couple months, I bought a vaporizer, a herb grinder.
Here we go.
I bought.
Oh my God.
What have I all bought? Let's see. It's not a fucking rocket scientist that has to figure out what I'm doing with that stuff.
That's what I said. I was like, you look at my Amazon purchase. Let me add on that. Surviving the economic collapse, a fucking ski mask that covers your whole face in black. Because sometimes I walk my dog and it's fucking cold as shit outside.
Yeah.
My face burns.
Yeah.
And I thought about getting like a fucking gay as shit color, like hot pink. And there's nothing wrong with being gay. Or rainbow, whatever the fuck. Something non-threatening, but I said... Black is tough as shit. If I gotta pick a color, like a vehicle, black. Murder that shit out. But, I mean, you run through my stuff, and then I got, like, other stuff purchased. It's just...
My list goes on. Amazon knows everything I'm up to at this point.
And if you're paying cash, terrorist, you're a terrorist.
Yeah. Well, it's all on my Amazon.com card.
Yeah, just fucking...
So I get my points.
What are they gonna do? Kill us all?
I don't know.
Bring it on.
I have the vaporizer. It's lovely. You can private message us for my suggestion.
Suggested heatings.
Yes, suggestion selections. On which one to purchase.
Yeah, and whatever you want to put. See, that's the thing. It's like we're not telling you what to put in said vaporizer. No. We're just saying.
Incense.
It's all good. It's yeah. all good.
I felt the power fluctuate. There's a disturbance in the force, Matt.
Thank you.
Disturbance? Force?
Yes.
Disturbance?
I felt it.
Say
you saw that, didn't you? There was a flicker. Okay, just saying.
What?
There was a disturbance in the force.
That's because the air conditioning actually just kicked on.
Okay.
Plus all this running.
Any more Ask the Nuts questions?
Yeah, we only hit
that
one.
Only one?
Ezra M, do you want to see who do you want to see get the next shot at heavyweight? Verdum, Cormier, or Overeem if he wins a big black cock?
Verdum!
Done. Moving right along. Madison Boompool asks, he says, I know Lyoto Machida hasn't fought fucking Anderson.
This feels like deja vu.
I've only said this five times now. Lyoto Machida hasn't fought yet, and Anderson Silva wants to take some time off. But if Lyoto Machida beats Phil Davis, would it be beneficial for Machida to drop to middleweight for a fresh start and for Anderson... You fucking bitches. To stay in light heavyweight and make a resurgence against John Jones. What say you?
I say Anderson never fights at 205 again. I say Machida fights at 185. I say Anderson possibly retired.
Okay, I'm moving right along. I'm fucking done. Henry Whitaker, finally got your question. You get one of two. Thank you. Who would win? Hanan Burrell versus Jose Aldo.
Aldo.
I agree, Aldo. Chuck Liddell in his prime versus Anderson
Chuck
Silva.
Liddell.
Fuck you.
All
blasphemy.
Day. Come on. Chin, wrestling, balls, and girth.
You're fucking blasphemous.
I'm telling you. Plus, I'm fucking racist. The white man always wins.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding.
Brazil, motherfucker, Brazil.
Fuck the Brazilians. I mean,
oh,
no.
Oh, what?
No, just the women, you not are, the men.
What? You're out of control.
Sorry.
Anderson Silva would beat Chuck Liddell.
Edit that out.
It doesn't matter if he's 6'3".
It's hard to say, dude.
He's 6'5", 250. He's in his prime. He's 205.
Chuck had a chin in his prime, man. And he had a ridiculous overhand
right.
Yeah,
but he didn't fight strikers in his prime. That was his problem. He fought a bunch of fucking guys.
He fought Overeem.
Like takedowners.
Overeem.
He could make them fight his game.
Tito.
No, UFC.
UFC.
Tito is not a stand-upper.
He's a stand-upper guy.
No, he was a guy that stood against the cage and took many a punches.
Pride Chuck, says Hector. Pride Chuck died. Died?
He died.
He died. Sorry.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
It didn't work out very well.
Sorry.
So, last question. Steve Mills closes out. It wasn't a question. It's something he informed me about. It's a fucking watermelon woman. The fucking biggest ass in Brazil. There's like a fucking 15-minute documentary about her.
How about her
it's
big
fucking
ass?
Fucking sick. And you should probably go to the 15-minute mark because that's when her fucking skirt comes,
ass
up,
comes out.
Fucking ass. This chick's, her ass has got 6 speeds. And I haven't seen a chick with an ass that's got 6 speeds. Jesus Christ, if you got 2 speeds, you're in a zone, bitch. You know what's going on. But you got 6, you should marry that woman.
6 speeds.
Marry that woman.
A lot of gears, man.
I'm just saying. Jesus Christ.
You have to send me that video. I will try to include it.
Just search out watermelon woman. And she's got a friend. I forgot what her name is. Like,
the cantaloupe woman?
Some other, like, fruit menage,
papaya titties.
Yeah, damn right. Some other, she's got a friend. They should hook it up.
They should scissor fight?
Should be maybe that should be the next game.
Ass fighting?
Versus ass. Brazilian style.
Okay. I like it.
Fuck yeah. Moving right along.
Oh, let's my God. This show is crazy.
This is the longest show ever. You have any knowledge? I have none.
Zero.
Thank you. Done.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Thank you for
whatever
the fuck happens during the editing of this show. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
There's audio and video in 12 different places.
There might just be fucking cocks on the screen.
I'm not sure.
Fucking
cocks. Right now,
there
could be a big black cock. Is that legal?
Cocks.
iTunes, we can't do that.
Just put zucchinis up.
iTunes will fuck us.
Fuck them.
Oh, we can't.
Oh, wait,
fuck.
Wait.
No, we
so
need
sorry.
Right now.
I don't mean any disrespect to iTunes.
Please
but
don't.
YouTube,
Apple, don't
go
shut
fuck
us down.
YouTube, Google, go fuck yourself. iTunes, we love you.
Yes.
We love you.
Now we've been banned. And the NSA is coming to your house.
Hey, Better Business Bureau is still coming for you, you fucking bitches. You think you could say, oh, I got a privacy thing. I can't talk to you about what goes on between us and you through BBB. Guess what, bitch? BBC! BBC, YouTube.
Yes, we're,
how do you like
we're
that one?
Suing YouTube.
You fucking cunts.
And we're going to win.
Sorry.
So,
rusty that, cunts.
My name is Ingo Weigold. Before anything else happens, I bid you adieu.
Here he goes. He's getting racist again, saying, you fucking Jew.
I did not say Jew.
You fucking Jew. I heard him. He just said, fuck you, Jews. Jesus. He's like German. He's fucking like Sieg Heil or whatever.
No.
I don't know. All this swastika.
I do
stuff.
Have some knowledge. Did you hear that there's swastikas in the forest in Europe? People are planting trees in the shape of swastikas. I just read this today.
No, I did not.
Pretty crazy. So, like, there's
maybe
this huge forest, and then there's, like, these orange-colored trees in the form of swastikas.
Maybe people shit in the forest, and maybe they grow
in
the form of a
shit.
Swastika. Okay. Matt Griffin. Thanks for playing.
Thank you for playing.